In a word of prayer, loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for this morning, for Thy loving kindness to us. We pray, Lord, that this class will be always honoring to Thee, glorifying to Thee, and Thy word will not return unto Thee void. But it will go forth, Lord, to convict sinners and edify saints. Lord, we know that we are weak in the body. Many of us are not well. We pray for Thy sustenance and Thy grace be upon them, and also healing. Have mercy upon us, Lord. For now knoweth that we are but dust, and Thou art Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, Creator of men, and all the beasts of the earth. We thank Thee and praise Thee for Thy loving kindness and goodness to us. And we pray especially for this class today, that we learn to be strong and courageous. We ask all this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Right, today is my second last class. Next Sunday will be the last, and the following Sunday is Brother Mok's class. He'll be taking over from me. So, I'd like to show you where are the videos kept on the website, and you can view the videos at your own time. Okay, you can go to Live RTL, okay, on the top left-hand side, right, on the blue margin, top left, RTL. So you do a Google search, like here, Google Live RTL. And then you click, and then it comes out Live RTL. And then when you click this, it's a bit slow. So I've already opened it for you. So I'm going to the one that I've opened, and you see on the left-hand margin, Adult Sunday School. And then there are many years there. You click the 2024 years, and then Spiritual Lessons from Life of Moses. And then you have all this coming out here. So let me just click one for you to see. Oh, this is last week's class. Jericho, Balak, king of Moab. Saw the Israelites defeating the Amorites. Yeah, where is Moab? It's at the bottom. A bit soft, yeah? The king of but Moab. But it's there. Saw the Israelites victory over King. And God says, no, you cannot curse my people, the Israelites. They are chosen of God. You cannot curse the Israelites. But then, Balaam was persistent. Yeah, because he's attracted by the money that he's going to be given to do his service. Okay, right. So that's where you can get my videos on Live RTL. And then if you wish to get my notes, you can go to livebpc.com, our church website. Here you are, our church website, and you go to Sunday School, Adults Department, and here under Adults you have recording and you have notes. So you click on notes. It takes a while to download. There you go. These are the PowerPoint notes of lesson 24. Right, and I think you can also enlarge it if you wish to do so. Yeah. Okay. So you've got to play around with it and get used to this. Okay, let me go on to today's class. This is found in Deuteronomy Chapter 31. Okay, background. The Israelites were camped at Abel Shittim. And so you see Abel Shittim it's somewhere here. You can see the cursor on the screen. Abel Shittim, number one. And next to it is Mount Nebo. Yeah? Mount Nebo is the place where God told him to go up Mount Nebo to see the whole of the promised land, because Moses was not allowed to go into the promised land. So his people, the Israelites, were all camped in Abel Shittim, waiting to cross River Jordan. You see this curvy line? This is River Jordan. Yeah, it joins the upper lake and the lower Dead Sea. And then, after they cross River Jordan, they are going to conquer Jericho. You have read about that, right? So this is just before they go across to conquer Jericho. Yeah? And so, after appointing Joshua as the new leader, Moses went up to Mount Nebo. And let's go through these illustrations for easy understanding. And Moses addressed the people before he went up to Mount Nebo. I am now 120 years old, unable to lead you. God has told me I will not cross River Jordan and enter the promised land. So that's a very sad thing for himself as well as the Israelites. They have known Moses as their leader since the very beginning. Yeah? Yeah. More than 40 years back, because 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the new generation that came up saw Moses as their leader. And prior to that, their father's generation saw Moses as their leader too. So, very sad for him to tell his people that he can't go with them to cross River Jordan. But the Lord will lead you to overcome the nations living in the promised land. Be strong, be courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So here, Moses knows he's not going with his people. And naturally, his people will be afraid. What is ahead of them? Moses, their tried and tested leader, is not with them. They have a new leader. So Moses must come up to assure them to be strong and courageous. Why strong and courageous? Because they are going across to the promised land to conquer, to do battle with the Canaanites. So he's telling them, God will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Yeah? God will always be with them to help them in their conquest. Then Moses then summoned Joshua and in front of everyone said, be strong, be courageous. So you see, this is the right thing to do, yeah? Moses is fading out of the picture as the leader. He must bring in the new leader, Joshua, to introduce Joshua as a new leader to the Israelites. And tell them to obey the new leader, Joshua. For you will lead these people into the promised land. So he told Joshua that he will lead these people into the promised land. Don't be afraid, for the Lord will be with you and go before you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So it's always this same theme. God will be with you. God will not forsake you. Be strong and courageous. God will be with you. God will not forsake you. Be strong and courageous. That is the theme to Joshua and the people. Yeah? Because he will not be leading them anymore. Moses then wrote out the laws he had given the people and gave them to the priest to look after. He told them to read them to everyone every 7 years when they gathered at the Festival of Tabernacles. See? What is next in importance? The law of God is very important. He wrote it out so that the priests can read them every 7 years to the people to remind them of God's laws that the Israelites must obey. God's laws must be obeyed for a very important reason. Yeah? Moses called everyone together to hear God's laws read aloud. He urged them to do what God wanted and obey him with reverence. Why is obedience to God's law important? That he has to drum it into the Israelites. Because if the Israelites do not obey, God will punish them. God will not look after them. God will not help them. Especially, they need God's help when they are conquering the promised land. If they disobey God, God will not help them to conquer the promised land. So obedience to the law is very important. And he stressed it to Joshua and the people. Joshua and the Israelites urged to be strong and courageous because they have to do battle in Canaan. There you see in this map, I think it's big enough for you to see. From Abel Shittim, that's number one. They cross River Jordan to conquer Jericho. They go to Gilgal first, and then they went to Jericho, to conquer Jericho, and went to number three, Ai, and then conquered Ai as well, and went up number four, Mount Gerizim, number five, Gibeon, six, Beth Horon, and seven, and eight is up and on at the north, and number nine on the northernmost part. So the conquest is two directions, south and north. You look at the map, yeah? And God then led them through. Yeah? And you will notice that later on in the story, which I will not come to, there was an event where a member of the Israelite community stole some of the valuable materials from Jericho, from one of the households. They were supposed to destroy everything. They're not supposed to take anything. But one Israelite family stole household valuables for themselves. And when they next went to fight Ai, they lost. God was not with them because one member did not obey God. So, tells us a very important lesson here. That if you want God to help us, we must first obey God's commandments. This is an example in point where they needed God's help to conquer the various places, especially the next one, and Ai. But amongst them was one who did not obey God and they lost the battle. So it is it is also a valuable lesson to us when we obey God and require God's help in our lives. Spiritual lessons, strong and courageous. Just as the Lord instructed the Israelites to be strong and courageous, we as children of God must also be strong and courageous. God will require the Israelites to go through much trouble in doing battle with the Canaanites in the promised land. God did not give them the promised land on a silver platter. Instead, they have to fight for it. But God will help them and give them victory. So you notice when they fight north and south, it's not as though they just sat on their couch and God delivered their enemies to them. They have to do something. And God helped them to win the battle. So they have to be strong and courageous to face their enemies. So similarly for us believers, God will lead us through many battles, troubles, and difficulties in our lives. Remember that God will never leave you or forsake you. In this way, we grow our faith in God. So even in our lives, we need to be strong and courageous to face the trials and tribulations in our life. What are these trials and difficulties? Sickness and ill health? Relationship troubles with spouse, children, colleagues, church, friends, etc. Financial issues. It doesn't mean that if you obey God and you're strong and courageous, you're free from sickness, you're free from ill health, you're free from conflicts, your life is a bed of roses. No. You will still have sickness and ill health. But with God with you, it makes all the difference. He will help you to overcome. He will lead you through the valley of tears. He will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. And makes a lot of difference. So the Lord will not fail you or forsake you. God will watch over you and listen to your cry. If you are the righteous. Psalm 34:15, Deuteronomy 31:12. So in Deuteronomy 31:12, when Moses was telling the Israelites to obey the laws, he said in verse 12, "Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law." So the important parts, fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. Fear the Lord doesn't mean you're terrified of God, very scared. No. Fear the Lord means you will want to comply with all his commandments. You will want to obey him. That's the meaning of fear the Lord. Yeah? So it's explained in the second half of the phrase, observe to do all the words of this law. If you fear the Lord, you will want to observe, you will want to perform all his laws. You will not want to break his laws. Yeah? In Psalm 34:15-20, God's instruction to the people on how to live a full life. The instruction was that of a righteous, peaceful life, shunning evil and treachery and doing good. The way of the righteous will be blessed by God. So let me just read to you. Psalm 34. Let me start at verse 12. "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good?" Well, in our contemporary terms, it means, do any of you want a good life? Do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good. Do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Answer? Yes. Right? Okay? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Watch your tongue. Do not tell lies. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. This is quite plain, so we understand what's the meaning of depart from evil. Don't do anything that is wicked, evil. Yeah. Cheat, steal, lie, hate, badmouth another person, slander another person. Do good. Do good. Help those people who need help. Do good. Be kind. Be generous. Be hospitable. Do good. Seek peace. Don't quarrel. Don't quibble. Don't fight. Seek peace. Pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Who are the righteous? We just read earlier on. Those who keep their tongue from evil, their lips from speaking guile, those who depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it, those are the righteous. And the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. In other words, God will take care of these people, the righteous ones. And his ears are open to their cry. God will hear the cry of those righteous people. Right? The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Those who tell lies, those who speak wickedness, badmouth other people, and do all sorts of wicked things, God is against them, and he will cut them off from their remembrance from the earth. Yeah? The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. Very important here. The righteous, those who are righteous, those who do good, turn from evil, pursue peace. They cry when they are in trouble, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of all their trouble. So when we are in trouble, when we are sick, when we are in conflict, when we do not know what to do, we cry out to the Lord. The Lord hear our cry and deliver us out of all our trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth them as such as be of a contrite spirit. Those of us who are very sorrowful for our sin and contrite in our spirit, God is near us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. The righteous people have many trouble. Yeah? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Doesn't mean that you're righteous, we have no trouble. It says here, God's word, no less. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. God delivers him from all his troubles. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. So this is a very assuring psalm, and I always repeat this psalm. I'm sure you heard it from me many times, but this is very assuring and helpful. And I can testify that I too have experienced the blessing of this psalm. When I cry out to the Lord, he hears me and he delivers me from my trouble. Like I told you last Sunday, Yeah, I was not so well. And God helped me. And I was much better when I came to class. Even today, yesterday I was down with fever. And this morning I'm fit. So, a righteous person may have trouble, plenty, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And later, when the Israelites turned to idolatry and wickedness, God caused the Assyrians and Babylonians to capture them. Hence, God will watch over us only if we obey God and do His will. Why did God allow the Assyrians and Babylonians to capture them? This you read about it much later after Moses. It was about 722 BC when the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom. And now, during Moses' time, it's about 1400 BC. So we are talking about 700 years later, from the time of Moses, when the northern kingdom was conquered by Assyria, because the northern kingdom went into idolatry. Remember what Moses taught them? Obey the law. Never go against the law. Never break the law. That is what they did. They broke all the laws. They worship Baal. They worship foreign gods. And so God was no more with them. And God caused the Assyrians to come to conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. But the southern kingdom was still intact. Judah. But Judah also went into idolatry. And about 100 years later, 605 BC, the Babylonians came. King Nebuchadnezzar, some of you may know of this name, very famous, very powerful king of the Babylonian Empire at that time, came and fought and captured the southern kingdom and exiled all the people out of the southern kingdom to the other parts of the Babylonian Empire. Again, why did God allow this? Why did God punish His own people so harshly? Because they disobeyed God. They went into idolatry. So the Lord will not fail you or forsake you. Does not mean that you'll be free from troubles. We will still have troubles, but God will guide us through and deliver us. So always remember that Bible history of what happened, time of Moses, time of the northern kingdom, southern kingdom, the Babylonian captivity, they are all lessons for us today. How God will treat His people. It's very simple. If you obey God and love Him with all your heart and soul and mind, He will be with you. He will care for you. If you disobey Him, then there will be punishment. So, being righteous, we must overcome the following. Lying, pride. Pride is something which is quite common. We are proud of our own status, our academic achievement, our career achievement, what stage of our career we are in. We are the top management stage. Yeah, so we are proud. And greed, which is also not uncommon. People wanting more and more, and going into very dubious kind of venture and investment, and they get into trouble. Usually, greed, the next step of greed is crime. You want to get a lot more? How do you do it? You do it the illegal way. We all read about the money laundering case. We're talking about billions. We're no longer talking about hundreds of thousands or millions. It's billions of dollars. And to do this, you will get billions. Greed. Hatred and unforgiveness. Again, very common among us. We hate people who hate us. We despise people who are unkind towards us. Why should we love them? Since they are so wicked and so proud and so arrogant and so haughty. So we have that instinctive reaction of hatred and unforgiveness. So we have to overcome this as well. Slander, people that we don't like, there's a tendency to say to others why we don't like him or her. Oh, this person exploits other people. He's unkind. He's not hospitable. He is a bully. That's how we go about slandering other people. Judgmental. Judgmental. Person who drives a big car, he's proud and he drives a big car. It's not necessarily so, right? So etc. And we must try to overcome all these things. And why must we do this? To be the righteous. And to be the righteous, God will hear. God, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. So we have to be the righteous. To be the righteous, we have to overcome all these. Ill characteristics, all these sins within us. So to be righteous, we must overcome the above. Then God will watch over us and hear our cries to Him. So, I will hear now, then end, and we will pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for this lesson on two very important points. To be strong and courageous, and to be righteous. Lord, we know that we must be strong and courageous to face the many trials and difficulties of life. But Thou will be with us always. Thou hast said Thou will not forsake us nor leave us. Thou will take care of us. And Thy eyes are on the righteous. Thy ears are open to the cries, to their cries. So we pray, Lord, that as much as we are of this, we try to be strong and courageous, Lord, we pray that Thou will lead us in the path of righteousness, to turn away from sin, to do good, to seek peace and pursue it. So we pray and seek Thy loving kindness, for Thou knowest we are again made of dust, weak, full of flaws, but Thou art our loving Heavenly Father. Thou wilt forgive us if we turn to Thee seeking for forgiveness and repentance. So we pray, Lord, that all of us here seek thy forgiveness and repent. Turn away from sin. Thou will forgive us and be with us always. And thy ears and thy eyes will be upon us, for we are righteous before thee. And your ears will be open to our cries, because we are the righteous. We pray all this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you for coming.